O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now, through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
In the next 30 minutes, former National Service officials are fighting back, describing allegations of payroll fraud as malicious and a misrepresentation of circumstances accounting for disparities in the enrollment data. Tonight, this morning, as a fourth state investigation is uncovering further anomalies, as the new management is also serving notice that it will proceed to withhold more names as part of a raft of measures to fish out perpetrators in this shocking 700 million cedi scandal.
I would not blink an eye to give somebody up at the National Service if I know you are involved in something like that. Today, I'm still withholding some payments of certain people.
And top story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and quail. Enjoy a holy sleep. Tonight, two former senior officials at the National Service Authority have opened up about the raging controversy surrounding a 700 million cedi payroll scandal, which has attracted a lot of backlash from the general public, who are left now with their jaws wide open after the shocking details emerged on how the National Service payroll has supposedly been padded beyond imagination. Just last week, President John Mahama directed the National Service Investigations Bureau, to look into the possibility of over 80,000 personnel who were not deserving but were receiving salaries from the fresh graduate scheme. Already, the National Service Authority has directed that it will be withholding the monthly allowance for some more suspected ghost names as investigations into this payroll fraud audit is deepening. Listen to the acting director general, Felix Enfi, who's been speaking to me about what is happening beyond the initial 81,000 ghost names identified and the possibility that there's growing evidence that there are possibly additional non-existent beneficiaries on the scheme. The authority is now determining that it will uncover the full extent of the scandal and ensure only legitimate persons will receive payments. Listen.
President Mahama is leading with a different style and then it follows from the head.
Right.
Now everybody has to come in line. I would not blink an eye to give somebody up at the National Service if I know you are involved in something like that. So for a start, you dare not put a ghost in this list that we have there. Mm. I mean, although we have presented this today I'm still withholding some payments of certain people. So this number,
even with the 91,000 we're talking about.
Yes, 98,000.
Yes, 98,
I'm still going to hold on with some payments tomorrow. Of course, everybody will be paid, and then in the subsequent days, other people will be paid. But we're still going to hold on certain payments to check and then make sure that.
So you're still not sure that even out of this 98,000, well, everyone is
majority of these people are going to be paid.
Right.
And if you are there should be no doubt at all. For example,
there are issues.
They many? No, they are not a lot.
Do we know the
numbers?
Conflicts.
There are people in conflict areas that I have to check, make sure that they are actually, they haven't fled. You know what? And then all the safeguards were there. Just the people did not allow the safeguards to work.
Right.
If they had allowed the safeguards to work, we wouldn't have been here. Now we're dealing with security matters.
Okay.
I have had to tighten the security even at NSA because we have to be sure who is coming in and going out. And then I could tell you what we'll do. Now, the list will not only have to come from the universities themselves. It has to go through the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission. Because what we realized throughout this is that there are different numbers coming to National Service and a different set of numbers going to the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission.
Right.
The university wouldn't like to lie to GTEC, but somehow they were lying to National Service. But do pardon me.
Right.
There's an investigation going on, which a report will be given to the president. I would not want to speak in a manner that will preempt the findings of this investigation.
Well, in the last few hours as well, the media has been digging in and revealing further details on what it is they know about this whole scandal, given the fact that the public has been interested. Two attempts were made by the Fourth Estate late last year to air what it is that they know about this scandal. That did not yield any results, given the fact that there was a legal challenge over the airing of the story. But that's out of the way now, and knowing that what we're hearing from the NSSM, possibly more names may be affected as a result of this payroll audit that is happening, in line with ensuring that they may fish out, hopefully, some more names beyond the 81,000 names that we're learning of. It's a good time, first of all, to hear from the Fourth Estate and what it is that they know about what's emerging now. Kweku Krobi Asante is Programs Manager for the Independent Journalism Project at the Media Foundation for West Africa, works with the Fourth Estate as well. He's been the lead on this matter ever since it came up, because this is crucial in juxtaposing this to what it is that the two former officials are telling us tonight. So, Kweku, welcome. Isaac Kofia Jay is also with us. We'll dig into the emerging concerns and responses that we're getting. But Kweku, let's start off with what more you know beyond the 81,000 names. And perhaps even with the 81,000 names, the details, shocking ones, of course, that we're learning of. So let's start off with the 81,000. 81,000, correct? What more do we know about the very nitty-gritties going into this numbers?
Well, thank you very much. A pleasure being here. So first, let me establish that this 81,000 figure is one that the government itself has announced. The government announced the 81,000 after the Ministry of Finance called for headcount on the names in the database, the payroll of the NSA, compared to the people who are on the ground who are said to be doing their national service. And so they did their deductions. And then the government itself announced that 98,145 people are actually on the ground against 180,030 names on the payroll that were presented to be paid. Good. Now, our investigations have shown that over the years from 2018-2019 service year, we are seeing a trend of more names or numbers in the payroll that is submitted to Parliament, or the list of numbers submitted to Parliament, which is being processed for payment.
Right, the 81,000 perhaps may be an underestimation of what's actually going on.
No, that's not what I mean. I am saying that didn't come from us. In fact, if it goes by any argument, it is to say that this is government looking at the payroll as it sits in front of them. We as journalists did not have access to the payroll because this is document they say is confidential and cannot be made available to journalists. So we use publicly available records from the parliament, mm-hmm. parliamentary records,
yeah.
and then the records that they have been putting out into the media, which is where we find a lot of names we believe are ghost names. So 2018, 2019, we have 49,000. The following year, 2020, we have 36,000. 2021, we have 38,000, 29,000, 64,000, 59,000, following in that order. And then in the current year, government does its own headcount and it says there is 81,000, far higher than the figures we have been quoting from the publicly available data that we have.
If this is the case, then you're perhaps presuming that the NIB will indeed find something if they carry out an investigation.
Eventually. I mean, this is the government, you know, not doing the investigative work, so to say, just doing a headcount from their own, you know, from the basic numbers that's available to them, and they are finding 81,000. I strongly believe that if the NIB does its work, if the OSP whom we have petitioned does its work, they are going to uncover worse.
I'll tell you about the backlash online, because ever since the story broke, a lot of people have been commenting on it, including how many are shocked at the fact that possibly we could be having foreigners infiltrate the payroll.
Yes. When we now dig deeper to look at how they do it, we have seen that there are fake index numbers assigned to universities, thousands and tens of thousands of that in there. We have duplication of names. So we pick one classic example where a young man called Abubakar Fuseini, said to be 59 years old, a graduate from the UDS, did a program in independent integrated development. Abubakar Fuseini, that name appears 226 times. Albeit they assign different index numbers, which numbers are fake, by the way, so that his name will be in the system. Eventually it gets to the processing point when payments are being made. 226,000 Abubakar Fuseinis are being paid. Now we see 80-year-olds also being in there, and they are not just in there as data in the system, but they have been posted. And I will come back shortly to the statement that they have released.
Okay, and you're just giving us out, because tonight we can't confirm that at least two officials, former officials of the National Service Authority, have opened up about what they know regarding this scandal. Isaac Ofeje, fortunately, is with us, data analyst here at Joy News. And Isaac, let's match that up, because they seem to be taking on the Fourth Estate in very, very harsh words, if you want to call it as such. In fact, terming your reportage as malicious. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But let's go pointer by pointer, because they state the points and how they believe that you wouldn't arrive at the ghost names if you were to do a thorough search.
Well, so Blazer, this a press release signed by Osei SCBNG. He is the former director of the Director General of the Ghana National Service Authority, and Honorable Mustafa Yusif, also former executive director of the National Service. Now, they actually pegged their statement in 10 bullet points, and that's what we're going to walk through. So the first one has to do with what is actually called the misleading figures that they found. So according to them, the Fourth Estate claimed that the budget figures submitted to Parliament differ from public records is misleading, and that as they excluded additional, according to them, they're saying that the Fourth Estate excluded additional enrollment cycles for nursing and teacher trainees. And then also on the issue of enrollment cycles, they say that, you know, the NSA conducts separate enrollment cycles for nurses and teachers in partnership with their respective councils, which accounts for the perceived discrepancies in the figures. Kweku is here, and I know
what more they've been adding. And just before I bring in Kweku, there's also been this payment system which they allude to, talking about the fact that it's being handled by GIPS. And if you run that system, there's absolutely no way by which you could bypass the system and pay non-existent persons.
I know Kweku has details on the GIPS, but let me paraphrase what they actually put in that press release. And according to them, payments are made only after personnel undergo rigorous verification, monthly verifications, and clearance through the GIPS system, ensuring only eligible individuals receive allowances.
Okay. And I need to point out that, of course, these two individuals we're talking about, one is still a member of parliament, the former sports minister, that's Mustafa Yusuf. And there's also one person named there, I believe at the end of the statement, pointing out that he is also a previous official of the National Service Authority. Isaac, are we clear on who that is and who we're talking about?
So if two people signed the letter, Osei SCBNG, he's also the former Director General of the National Service.
And that's why many are taking this statement seriously, Kweku, because he was the immediate past. I mean, just left of office, and he's jointly issuing that statement with his predecessor. What do you have to say, first of all, about the possibility that the names you're looking at is exclusive of NASN trainee postings and the others that they point to?
So, we say that, look, this is a public intellectual work that we are engaged in. We as journalists, you know, investigative journalists, only rely on publicly available records, right? Thankfully, they do not challenge the figures that we present, that these are parliamentary figures, which eventually gets to the payroll for payment. They do not challenge the figures that they have put out. They are essentially saying that there could be more names that they put out, you know,
which you haven't brought into your perspective, we
have not added to it. Our response is that, show us that figure. You see, it does not help for you to come and say you omitted one thing or another. To what extent are they making this argument that there are no ghost names? Or if you pick a specific year where there are 56,000, if you are going to bring the so-called nursing teacher training, it will offset that extra 56,000.
Do you personally have doubts that those numbers could offset the 81,000 plus that we're looking
at? If anyone has doubt, just last week, the Ministry of Finance has looked at the database, the payroll, and have done a head count, and they are reporting 81,000 more. That didn't come from us. That came from the people who pay. Order from the Ministry of Finance to the accountant, general, and that they did that and found 81,000. What is the response of Mr. Sesibe Yebo and Yusuf Mustafa to that?
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in Climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You realize they say nothing to that effect. It is not something that we are peddling. We are saying that if you think the figures we are putting out is understated or overstated, bring your own figures out to the public. Let us interrogate, and then we can begin to see if the claim we are making that there are possibly ghost names in that NSA data, at which point the pay monies are wrong. Then we can begin to have a conversation. It does not help in any way when a member of parliament who is close with powers, to get documents and data, comes out and say you have understated the figures.
And you agree that with what you're telling us, you're not mindful of the Gibbs argument, are you?
We are very mindful, and I have documents that I'm going to share with you. In fact, possibly if you could read them, I'll be very grateful.
What does it say about the Gibbs system? Because they believe that if you apply that system, technically, it should check all the graft. That's the basis for which you even started the story in the first place.
Yes,
right,
yeah. Let me help you. When we set out to do this investigation, we looked at the entire NSA system, the National Service Authority system, right? And we were actually suspecting gaps as part of the scheme that is happening in there. And so, as journalists, we started making inquiries, seeking to understand the role of GIPS in this whole business, because we know that GIPS is the body that makes the payment. Eventually, the management of GIPS opens the door and say, we know nothing about this. In fact, they present their management to our office to try to explain the whole detail. Essentially, what GIPS is, is an intermediary body that only makes payment.
No verification, you say?
No. GIPS tells us they have no supervisory or auditory responsibility on the data. People need to understand that GIPS is also the body behind the mobile money system.
The interoperability.
Yes, interoperability system, I mean. So, if you're sending money to Kofi Mensah from MTN to Vodafone, and Kofi Mensah's number ends with 3, but you make the mistake and put in 2, GIPS is just a medium for effecting your payment. And so, they do not audit your figure. They do not control. If you're sending 50 and you make a mistake and send 500, they do not change anything. Right?
They're just dealing.
They're just
largely with the input from the National Service Authority.
You give me, I order the payment. Wait, hold on. So, we said, if this is your role in the scheme, then GIPS, give us the data on the number of people you have been making payments to. Over the years, we wrote to them in the right to information law, requesting that information. I'm going to read a response that
GIPS you want to be snappy about that, so we get some responses.
This is December 2. Yeah, right. This is a letter from GIPS signed by its CEO, Achi Hesse, right? Addressed to the Director General, National Service Authority. Attention, Mr. Osei Esibe. We write to notify you, and the title is Request for Consent to Disclose Information to who? To Media Foundation for West Africa. We write to write to notify of a request received from Media Foundation for West Africa to disclose the total number of national service personnel paid for each month for the year 2022-2023 and then January to October 2024. A copy of the letter is attached. Based on our business relationship, we hereby seek your consent to disclose the information as requested. Also, in the event that the NSA assents to the release of the requested information, we would be grateful to receive an indemnity for any loss, damage, or liability that GIPS may suffer or and incur in the circumstance counting your cooperation. Yours faithfully, Achi Hesse, CEO, December 2.
Right.
On that same day, GIPS writes to us, and this letter, they copied Suleiman Abraham, the executive director of the Media Foundation, in the name of transparency to say, look, you requested have requested consent to divulge or to disclose the information to you. On that same day, GIPS write to us, and let me summarize it here. They say, request for information under the article 1992 Constitution, right to information law.
Yeah.
Summary. Unfortunately, and say, we acknowledge receipt of your request for information under right to information law. Unfortunately, although GIPS hold the information requested, we cannot disclose it as it may then damage our financial interest. The business of GIPS is built on the trust that its clients have that their information will be kept confidential. Therefore, assenting to your request may damage our credibility and result in the loss of business. Indeed, the Right Information Act exempts us from providing this information under the Section 10B. Additionally, the nature of the relationship between the National Service Authority and GIPS places an obligation on GIPS to keep information concerning the business relationship
confidential. Okay.
So wait, let me just conclude. Right. So, Osei Esibe coming to sign a press statement saying that we failed to do our journalistic duty of visiting GIPS is utter lies and deception to the public, because GIPS wrote itself to them seeking consent to release information to us.
But there's no confirmation as of now in the letters you've pointed out to me that NSS explicitly told GIPS that they are not to disclose it. That GIPS is the one
reporting. I'm just saying that we did our work going to GIPS for the information, and GIPS denies us.
Let's bring in Harry Nanabachi, because he used to be one of the deputy executive directors at the NSA before transitioning into the leadership of the New Patriotic Party. And Lawyer Henry Nanabachi, thank you for spending some time with us. Are you able to tell us if indeed there was some influence in there coming in from Osei Esibe, who's issuing the statement now, or perhaps from the former director, who's the former sports minister, either asking GIPS not to release this information publicly on the basis of confidentiality?
Thank you very much. But please, before I even get there, let me start, because I've been following the conversation. It looks like the gentleman on the other line has admitted that for them to have relied on the figures we provide Parliament, because in every year, We do four major postings. That is how the national service cycle is. We have the major one. That is the July, August. We post students from public universities, private universities, technical universities. And then we have teacher training colleges. We do that November, December, and then they start in January. And then we have nursing students. In fact, they are even in two cohorts. The first one in April, the second one in September. And we do a summation, a total of all the total, and even apart from these four major postings, usually after even the main posting, we also get supplementary names from even these universities, and then also their private registrations. So we do a summation, a total of all of these, and we present it to Parliament for budgetary purposes. So for Media Foundation to have relied on the main publication that comes out for postings, especially regarding the university student, and I have some of the letters here. And please, if he says that he relied on the figures we make public, it is not true. Because in every postings we do, it's either a press release or a press statement. Every. And I have copies of letters before me here. So what they did was that, and I listened to Sulemana very well. They said, okay, for instance, in 2018, National Service on their own published that they posted 85,000 National Service students. And then when we approached Parliament, Parliament also said 135,000. And then they did a subtraction. So 135 minus 85,000. And then they label it as ghost. That is disingenuous. That is recklessness. So it means you are calling the teacher training students you did not include as ghost. You are calling the first cohort of nurses you did not include as ghost. The second as ghost. And all of these things are online. Even your back room staff can even check. Posting of National Service teacher trainee. Anytime we post nurses, it is online. We make it public. Anytime we post teachers, we make it public. So you can easily verify. So and it is disingenuous for him to say that they went to Parliament, they picked the figure from there, and then they relied on only one figure, only one posting. The figure
in all of this, you seem to be taking on the Fourth Estate, but if you bring into perspective what it is that the government itself is telling us, they've carried out a head count. Are you doubting that if we are to offset the figures? Are you doubting that if we are to offset the figures? Just hold on for me, sir. Is it that you're doubting that if we offset the figures using the, nursing data and the teaching data, that will amount to some 81,000 persons? Is that what you're telling us?
No, I'm coming. Let's go step by step so that they can be exposed well. What I'm saying that the formula they used for the declaration that these are ghost names is fraud. That is the first.
I'm saying that if you're looking at that in just that perspective.
No, hold on. Don't. You see, you are not helping matters. You see, our names have been soiled. So hold on, please. I'm already establishing the fact that we do a summation of all of these figures. We present it to Parliament. So for them to have extracted a figure from Parliament and then again to have relied only on the National Service postings publications we make for the July, August postings. It's disingenuous. It's recklessness.
Yes, but that's why I'm moving beyond that and asking you a very straight and a direct question. If we're to offset the numbers, because you are aware, perhaps having been one of the officials at the NSA, about the volume that comes out from the nursing training institutions, the teacher training institutions, and all these specialized institutions. I'm asking you quite a direct one. If we offset the numbers out of the 81,000, are you saying that we won't have any further questions to be answered?
Yes, because all those things were projections. And let me tell you, that is even in relation to 2024.
Projections or actual postings, sir?
No. Let me tell you why. 2024, 2025 is still under investigation. But per my practice, this is what I know. Now, July, August last year was a national service year, but it was an election year. So they have posted the main cohorts. That is the university students, the public and the private. Now, by December, they have not posted the teacher training. And this year...
Mr. I don't think that negates the question I'm asking you. If we're to do the...
I am only trying to establish the fact that, yes,
let's go by
those figures, the remaining figures will amount to the teacher trainees, the nursing trainees cohort 1 and 2.
B, are you telling us that we have as many as 81,000 nursing training candidates and also persons from the teacher training institutions that will cover up for the numbers that you're talking about?
The teacher training institutions, the nursing training institutions, cohort 1 and 2, and the private registration. There are private registrations that usually people can, those who are supposed to do national service, they did not do it that particular year, and then they come to register on their own to do it.
And I'm just wondering, what's your source of this information, sir?
No, that is what I'm saying, that per the practice. That is what it is. That is why I use the tweet, because I can speak for 2028, 2029, because 2028, I just left national service.
The NSS itself, the NSS has released data saying that 91,000 is the headcount as of today, as of now that we're speaking.
So the 91,000 would be the major cohort. That would be the public institutions, both private universities.
I'm sorry, the statement does not say there's a segregation of the figures. It says it's headcount.
Because you know why? Because by December, they have not even posted the teacher trainees. So they cannot even do a headcount of them.
And how about, if you're not admitting that, how about the duplicates and the foreigners? How do you respond to that, sir?
Good. Now, the system is such that we have an exit entry point and then an exit point. Look, any time National Service opens their system for registration, the system is invaded by scammers and fraudsters. And they try to enter using all manner of information. Fake ID card, fake pictures. They pick pictures from everywhere and then they dump it at the entry point. But the system is such that you cannot exit, because by the time you exit, you yourself, you have to go to the region in person, you have to go to the district or the municipality in person, and do a biometric verification. So if you go and then you only rely on information placed at the entry point, and you do not find out whether indeed they were successful, and then you rely on it and say that a Kenyan entered, and for that matter, that Kenyan is paid. And then you say that because we have duplication of almost about a person, we duplicate 200 times. So for that matter, that person is paid 200 times. Again, you are creating what I call fear and panic journalism.
Okay, but you've just admitted to us that scammers possibly might have interfered with the system.
We have had that issue even from the time we were always engaging BNI and national security. We have had that system. Any time you open,
we need to go.
Try to, in fact, even during our time, you know, teacher trainees, those who are teachers already, when they come for further education, they don't go back to do national service. People try to even impersonate them. Use their details for national service.
Right.
We've had all manner
We need to go. Grateful for your time, Henry Nanabati.
No, but let me make this point. Yeah. For Fourth Estate, for me, frankly, I am going to take them on. Because, you see, you do not put people's reputation on the line like that. I listened to Sulemana Baima on court him, making categorical statement that because they have gotten a figure from parliament, they subtracted from the main one, and then those are boosted, they multiplied by national service allowance, and they said that those monies are found in the pockets of people. I am going to sue them. I will not allow anybody. So now you are just saying that you could not even get access to Gabe's data. That is the only part. And I don't even hear that portion even coming out. I didn't even hear Sulemana say that, you know what, the only point where we can say that those people were paid would be at GIPS. But unfortunately, we did not get access to GIPS, so we cannot confirm that they were paid. But here you are. You are churning out all of this misinformation, telling people that they were paid. But you are saying that per your letter, you did not get access to GIPS. But at least you could have sounded that disclaimer. The work that we have done, we could not confirm with GIPS, so we cannot confirm that indeed these were monies that got into people's pocket.
What kind of journalism is that? Yeah, this conversation is just starting, and grateful that you've joined us. Of course, subsequently, we'll be engaging you. We need to go, but Nana B has just confirmed to us that he'll be taking you on, in fact, legally.
We'll be glad to respond to that. But let me quickly say that he admitting on record on this radio that indeed they have some names that are not supposed to be on that system is actually admitting to complicity, because the system, and it's painful that he left the scheme somewhere in 2019. We are talking about the subsequent years. Look, the time that they said they have employed the Metric app using artificial intelligence security, he was not there. They have announced to the public that right at the gate, people can't get in. Now we have 80 years, 90 years being posted. You can tell me that this is error entry data, but how come they were processed and posted to particular areas? And we have evidence also from the screenshots showing that these people were actually processed and paid.
So you,
this is he admitting to admitting to complicity that indeed they have you know overseen this and let it happen. Finally, I am saying that let them come up with their own data and let us engage further on this. Really,
yeah. You meet them in court, I believe.
We are very open. I mean, this won't be the first time that people who have tried to hold down independent journalism will run to court, you know. In fact, they injected twice before this story came out.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Kweku Krobi Asante, Programs Manager, Independent Journalism Project at the Media Foundation for West Africa. Grateful for your time, and also to you, Henry Nana Boache, for your time. Next is Newsnight.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.